Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician, and welcome listeners. And for those of you who are wondering, what I play at the beginning and the end of this show is by Miss Sara, and it's called Awaken. Of course, one of my favorite things. Today, my favorite guest is Judy Marin of Replete We Fly. Sorry, I'm having a problem with my mouth today, Judy. I seem to be stumbling over myself. It's raining and stuff here. So welcome to the show, Judy.
Thank you, Valerie. I'm very pleased to be with you and grateful for the opportunity.
Well, I think we're going to have some fun, and I know there are a lot of folks that are tuning in because they want to know all about your organization. So first of all, let me have you explain a little bit about yourself and your history, and then go into explaining about the organization, because I know you said that this organization is responsible for doing whatever it can to help the people and the planet, and you have this upcoming annual health fair that we want to tell everybody about. So go ahead and start first with your history.
Well, actually, the two kind of roll into each other. This all started with me many years ago when I had a health condition that the traditional means weren't able to address successfully. And so seemingly when I got to my wit's end and sort of threw my hands up and said there's got to be another way, almost instantly I was presented to a gentleman who is an extremely gifted homeopath in the Florida area where I was living at the time. And after many years of suffering with this condition, shortly after I met him, we began working on straightening out my body in ways that I wasn't very familiar with, mm-hmm. had only heard about. And within a 9-month period, after years of being chronic and on the verge of having vital organs removed, we managed to reverse this whole process. And I'm here today with all those organs they were threatening to take. Mm. And so I made sort of a pledge that I'm going to keep my focus here because it has a real deep meaning to me, and many people that I've, many loved ones and people that I've been involved with over the years, I've watched go through similar trials that I had been entangled in. I'm sure some of the listeners are relating at this very moment to the experience that I had. And
oh, yeah. So I can tell you from the people that I've talked with, both on the phone, in person, and through the email, there are a lot of people out there suffering, and they are just praying for the right person to go to.
Yes, and it's time. And this is the purpose of our group called Replete We Fly. And that name came to me almost as synchronistically as the homeopath did. I was meditating one day and trying to come up with a name for actually someone else's group. Mm-hmm. And this just came right into my head out of the blue, and I'm going, Replete We Fly, that feels so right. I'm just not sure I know what replete means. So mm-hmm. I run to the dictionary to reassure myself, and the definition that comes to me is that it means to be filled with abundance, sated, gorged, overflowing. And the meaning of the phrase Replete We Fly then became, if we are filled with the light of spirit, good health, love, all of those uplifting things, then we are free or uplifted to the point of being able to soar or ascend.
I love that.
Yeah, it felt so right. And after I read the definition and understood replete, I thought, okay, now the whole thing makes sense.
You know, I know how that stuff happens. That's how I got my natural resonance clinic name. I was standing there going, what am I going to call this business? It just kind of floated in out of the air.
Well,
so, yeah, I know how that goes.
We're guided. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And
yeah, absolutely. And for all of you listeners out there that are struggling with physical problems right now, you know, this is what this organization is about, is to help you find your way, to help you have some hope, and to realize there are other people out there doing this too. And Judy's group just happens to be doing it in the Portland, Oregon area. And tell the folks a little bit more, if you would, about the kinds of things that you envisioned being able to do with this organization.
Well, when I moved here, I noticed that although there are some really wonderful opportunities in the Portland area for alternative kinds of healthcare means, I was really looking for a sanctuary. I was looking for a place that I could go and not only have a resource for these types of alternative methods for maintaining health and healing, I was looking for a place that I could feel like I could spend some time there, whether or not I was visiting a healthcare practitioner or just visiting their space. And so I thought it would be so great to have that kind of a space here. I left one of those kinds of spaces back in the Central Florida area, and thought surely I'd find something here. And so this is how this began to develop. And I said, well, why can't we have a sanctuary that functions as a resource center, so that when folks come into this place, if they want to sit in our library and read, then this is something we want to develop for future. And
great.
Then they will have that. And if they aren't sure about what it is, the step that they want to take, they'll have all of the resources present there, including on-site practitioners in a varied number of modalities. And so it's an opportunity for people to not only come and learn about what it is that we do, if they are inclined to, we also plan to teach folks how to do the things that we do so that they can either become a practitioner themselves or use it for personal reasons, for their family, for their own, to maintain their own health, and to really take back control of our own health instead of giving it away to someone else and saying, fix me. It's really about empowering the individual.
It's necessary, because really we all have the means to heal ourselves within ourselves if we could just remember that.
And that's one of the first things I teach in my classes. I instruct a modality called quantum touch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the very first things I say to people, that we are hardwired in with this. When we come into this existence, each and every one of us, why would a loving entity that created the original spark say that it is only reserved for a special few? That makes no sense to me. And that's what I teach folks in that. So this is what the basic overview of the space is going to be. Right now it's still in the developmental stages, and we are working out of my space. And our goal with this event is to start raising enough funds so that we can actually invest in a real home for Replete We Fly.
And what kinds of practitioners do you have coming through now?
Well, the range is from one end to the other, from naturopaths, chiropractors, acupuncturists, an array of energy workers from quantum touch, EFT work, psychotherapists. We even have folks that work in more of the spiritual realm with past life work and regression work, NLP. Gosh, I should have got my list out. We even have started an affiliation with a fellow that is an MD that practices naturopathy. So he's been someone we've been very excited to connect up with, because there are a lot of folks that are wondering mm-hmm. and are not as confident as we all are and still feel more comfortable with more traditional means. And so he's a good bridge for us.
Yeah, that's making me think back to when I was in naturopathic medical school, because we had a teacher who came in who was both. He started as a naturopath, and then he became an MD.
Wow.
And I really tend to think that that is the perfect mix.
Yes.
Because then you know everything that's out there, as well as knowing all of the alternatives. And I think that's the way a lot of medicine is going at this point. And I'd like to get a little bit more into the EFT and the quantum touch, if you would explain that for people, because I know there are a lot of people out there that would really like to learn some of this stuff.
Well, quantum touch is probably the simplest thing that anyone can learn, because its basis is in resonance. And as many people out there listening will likely know, is that everything is movement, is in movement. Everything is vibrating. It's just they're vibrating at different frequencies. That's why a table and a chair looks hard and motionless. But in fact, at a subatomic level or at a quantum level, there's movement. And what you learn with quantum touch through a series of visualization exercises and a great deal of breath work, you learn to bring a resonant frequency, a high resonant frequency, into your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And with resonance and through this buildup of energy, that resonance, that frequency will expand out from you. It travels to a similar system where it will want to interact with it. And the innate intelligence of the body understands what's going on. We don't have to tell it. If we did, we'd be bleeding to death every time we cut ourselves. The body understands what's going on. That's what an innate intelligence is about. And once you interact with another person's higher frequency, that intelligence of the person that is the receiver or the subject understands what's happening, and it will entrain or it will attempt to match that high frequency that the practitioner is providing for that portion of the body. And once the subject's body doesn't train and match, because it will, at that high frequency where it is sustained is where the healing takes place.
You know, I just got an idea, and forgive me for not discussing this with you before, but I'm just wondering if we could do that right now on the radio. Is that something that can be done that way?
Well, I do distance work all of the time,
mm-hmm.
and every morning I devote a certain amount of my time to people that I've either worked with before and need some form of ongoing therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I also even spend a certain amount of time visualizing the planet as a whole inside my hands, because remember, energy will follow thought.
Exactly.
And everything is nothing more than a combination of frequencies. And so if you think about the planet, the frequencies that make up the planet are there right at that moment in your thought. And so you can affect what you are doing in your present space.
Well, can we do that now?
Can
we lead everybody that's listening? Some people are listening live. Other people will be hearing this on the archives. But why don't we do something like that right now, so that even those who can't get out and do something can feel like they're a part of this and can feel like they've actually done something worthwhile today and something that they can then practice on a daily basis, because we are all part of this planet and we are all responsible, each in our own little way. So I was just thinking, if we could do that right now, if you would lead us through that, that would be awesome.
I can give you some basics.
Okay.
And, of course, the actual practice itself takes just that practice.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that folks that are listening now need to keep in mind is that you will do much better if you can suspend all of your current thinking just for the moment and put that aside or put it on a shelf somewhere, because one of the big inhibitors for healing, whether you're doing energy work or not, is self-doubt. And so if we can kind of just remove that from our field of awareness, that will clear the slate, as it were, so that it will give you an open channel to move this energy through your body.
Okay.
So what we do with quantum touch, and again, it takes a lot of synchronizing.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, have you ever done the pat your head and rub your tummy thing at the same time?
Oh yeah.
And how hard it is to get that at first.
Mm-hmm.
But with quantum touch is similar. The more you practice it, though, it flows from you, and you find yourself almost unable to stop it.
Cool.
So,
I think that the listeners would love that.
So let's give it a try.
Okay.
Being relaxed is important. And what I tell, or we start with all students, and we won't do our very first exercises, but let's start by just cupping our hands lightly in our laps.
Okay, and also for someone listening live, if you're listening in your car and you're driving,
please don't do this.
Stop. Go to the side of the road. We don't want any accidents.
Or
okay.
Yes, because the focus of your attention is very important, so please don't do this if you're driving.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to rush to your aid and do quantum touch on you on the side of the road.
Yeah, exactly.
So staying relaxed, let's start with our breath, and then we'll add the other. And what you do with quantum touch, it's about deep, lower diaphragmatic, deep, low belly breaths. Some of you may know where the lower dantian is if you've ever studied any of the Chinese arts. But that's where you want to get this breath. And you want that breath to come deep into the belly first, filling the belly up and overflowing it into the lungs just enough so that you can feel your shoulders slightly raise. And then exhale naturally by just allowing everything to sort of feel like it's collapsing down on itself. There's no effort on the exhale. It's all on the inhale. And so do a couple of those breaths and get them nice, deep, deep, deep into the lower diaphragm and allow it to overflow up into the lung area, and then exhale everything nice and relaxed. That's the general way you do a quantum touch breath, or at least that's the start of it.
Okay.
When you really ramp up this breath, it becomes very vigorous. And I'm going to do one for you so you can hear what it sounds like.
Okay.
Because you're basically going to suck the air in as hard and as fast as you can to fill up the belly and the lungs very quickly. And this is where taking a class comes
mm-hmm.
in handy, because you learn these different meters of breath work.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds a little bit like this. That's a basic 2-6 quantum touch breath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So you inhale for 2 counts and exhale for 6?
6 counts.
Okay.
And the more vigorously you can bring the air in on the inhale, the better off you're going to be, because that's going to ramp up the life force energy. It's going to get it going.
Okay.
Now, practice that, listeners. Practice those breaths a few times, and while I explain to you the next part, and this is where it gets a little bit more challenging, because you're going to have to marry these two things together at the same time. So what we're going to do as we inhale on that nice deep breath is you're going to imagine that you're pulling the energy from the soles of your feet up through your entire body to the top of your head. And on the exhale, you're going to imagine that energy that you've pulled up through your entire body to now flow down over your neck and shoulders and arms and down into your hands. And so on each inhale, that sweep that you just did is going to go very quickly up through your entire body to the top of your head. And as you exhale, it's going to flow down into your hands. So do that a few times. And while your hands are cupped, see how much you can notice a tingling, a vibration, a warmth. Whatever sensation you feel is correct. And the more you do the breath and visualize that you are pulling with that breath on the inhale, you pull that energy up through your body and exhale it down into your hands. And that's the gist of it. But in the class, we break it down into lots of little pieces so you understand what's going on. And we do combined sweeps with each other. We help each other feel that sensation. People that haven't had body sensation like this before need to be reminded. So we do these light little stroking techniques where one person will take and run their hand up the shin of another, and then they'll stop to see if they can remember what that feels like after the person removes their hand.
Mm.
So if those of you out there listening are having trouble feeling any sensation in your hand, just take your finger of one hand and stroke very lightly, like a butterfly wing, right across the inside of the palm of your hand. And as you remove your hand, see if you can remember what that light stroke still feels like in the receiving hand. And the more you practice that, the more you're reminding your body of the energy that's present there.
Hmm.
So that's kind of really really stuffing a whole lot of information into a very short amount of time. And being present helps with these kinds of activities because you get to practice on each other, and questions get to be asked, and you actually feel what's happening when you interact with another individual, which is why we're meant to be in community with each other. You find that out more and more each day.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, but I thank you for going through the process, because there are a lot of people who either can't afford to do this or can't get to some place, and if they can do something on their own and be able to affect change in the world, then I know that that's what they want to do.
And
you know, we have so many people that are bedridden, and I mean, they can't get out and do this stuff, but they could help themselves and help the planet by doing this simple little exercise.
And
so then what's the next step? How do they then affect healing on the planet?
Well, then it's a matter of imagining or visualizing a miniature planet Earth, like a globe that's shrunk down to the size of a tennis ball. And lightly resting between your palms, between your cupped hands. And as you do that, inhaling breath work and sweeping and exhaling flowing energy down into your palms, you are directing that energy into the Earth itself, into the entire planet and all its inhabitants, if that's what you believe. And some people, by the way, Valerie, some people get this, are already getting it and didn't know they were.
Mm-hmm.
And some people get this just automatically, and others need more practice.
Mm-hmm.
And they can. Actually, there is a book that will teach you how to do this, and it's called Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal. So if they're interested in learning more on their own, that book will pretty much teach them everything they need to know about it.
Excellent. So Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal.
Yes, it's by Richard Gordon.
By Richard Gordon.
Yes.
Okay. And then how long should they practice this? I mean, how long should they do it each time that they're doing it?
Once you get in that kind of zone, as I like to call it, you will go into like runner's high, in a sense. It feels like you're in an altered state. And that's how you know you're doing the breath right, and you know that you're connecting the breath to the sweeps. You'll feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And you will do that until such time that you don't feel any more sensation in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's the subject is always your director. The subject will be your cue every time. And when they have enough energy, or when the planet has enough energy, and I would imagine we could all sit and do this for a long time. The planet, I think, needs quite a bit of energy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you will notice that energy, that tingling, whatever sensation you get in your hands will begin to subside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know it's been long enough.
Because the energy then has gone out and
whatever you're sending
and done
it to,
work, right?
Whatever you're directing it at is
mm-hmm.
giving you feedback that says, I have all that I can process right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're done for that session.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think the listeners are really going to have a good time with that.
I hope I explained it well enough. It's the first time I've ever done this. So.
Well, you know, I think I've put on the on my webpage, I've put your contact information, but let's give it out right now. So it's Judy Maron, Maron.
That's correct.
And it's Judie,
yes.
Not Y. 503-288-8369. Or you can email Judy at j_Maron, Maron, at msn.com. Or go to the event website at rainbow.healing.com. And listeners, if you have more questions about quantum touch and how to do this, then please do give Judy a few moments of your questions, and I'm sure she'll be happy to help you. So that would be great.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, because the more people we can get doing this and paying attention to really being here now and holding the space of awareness and, you know, really wanting to help the planet and or themselves or loved ones or whatever, then the more the better.
Absolutely. That's so why I'm doing
join
this.
Us. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, and hopefully the listeners will give us some feedback, too. So
yeah, that would be great. I'd love to hear what experiences they had.
Yeah, so listeners, please do email myself and Judy and you know, let us know how you're doing. Let us know what happened when you practiced this. And, you know, then depending on how much listener response we get, maybe we can do it again.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
I'd love it.
Yeah, have a little session and, you know, get some more people involved in doing this. So that would be awesome. Thank you for doing that, Judy.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And one of the things we wanted to talk about today is the whole rainbow awareness name. So why don't you go ahead and go on into that and
well,
talk about the healing arts fair.
Yes. The name comes from the chakras, the main core chakras, of which there are seven straight through the center of the body. And they resonate to a certain frequency. They're vibrating. They're motion. They're singing, but they also, that same frequency translates into a visible frequency, which in this case is each one represents a color of the rainbow, starting with your root chakra, which is red, going up through orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, straight up through all of the seven chakras. And so we came up with the name Rainbow Awareness because we feel that we want people to become more aware of how they can help to maintain their own health through keeping the chakras balanced and healthy. And those chakras, of course, are these vortices of energy, and they feed other vortices throughout the entire body. And so that's how the name came up.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of the event, of course, is to do two things. First, to help us raise some money because we are a nonprofit, and like so many nonprofits today, are working on a shoestring, mine mostly. And also, we're having this particular event function as a little healing arts fair. We have about 30 different practitioners in a variety of modalities, some of which we mentioned, chiropractors, naturopaths, acupuncturists, energy workers, body workers, massage therapists, and several others, that will be present. And we're doing this at my residence and also have turned it into a community event and closed off a big portion of the street that used to be a big cul-de-sac. And mm-hmm. So we have a really nice space to have this in, and folks can come and visit with all of these different practitioners, excuse me, and ask them all the questions they have mini sessions with them, listen to them give lectures at different times during the day in a separate space,
mm-hmm.
And then we will have food for everyone and wonderful entertainment from Shondaya, our lovely harpist, and a trio called Tregon that plays also spiritually influenced kind of jazz fusion music.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have silent auctions and raffles, all for the purpose of community education and, of course, helping us keep this dream alive by raising some funds. So that's kind of what we have planned in a nutshell. And it's the Friday evening portion is only an hour where we're going to be doing a sound ceremony. I play a set of seven crystal bowls that also match the seven chakras. We're going to have folks playing didgeridoo and some other nice cultural instruments. And that will go on for an hour on Friday evening from 7 until 8.
And I have to tell you, listeners, if you have not experienced crystal bowls and or didgeridoo, It is amazing. It vibrates your chakras.
It
opens them up. It clears them out. It is just an amazing experience. I mean, you know, I had somebody didgeridoo me at the Earth Changes Conference here in Sedona, and I just cracked up. I had the biggest smile on my face because the vibration, as it's moved up and down your chakras, just clears out all the muck, and you feel like a little kid again.
It's indescribable, the
yeah.
sensation, because it's unique for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a marvelous, marvelous experience. Some people at first are very uncomfortable with it, and once they get through that initial kind of, I call it rattling yourself to the chakras,
mm-hmm.
once you get that all kind of rattled out of there, then you have to come back for more.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
Totally amazing. And the crystal bowls, too, they just go right through you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can feel the shivers, you know, as the energy moves up your spine.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing. When I was out in Mount Shasta at the Wesak celebration, several of us were treated to a private bowl ceremony. And for those of you that are potheads, not that kind of bowl. It was,
and it's gong, not bong.
Yeah, gongs, yeah, gongs, not bongs. And it was really amazing. It was just so wonderful. There's a crystal shop up there where they have all kinds of bowls. I mean, just things I didn't even know that they were making. It was really incredible. And what happens when you're doing these kinds of things, I mean, it is experiential, and it is going to vary depending upon your background and, you know, what you're going through at the time. But what I find is no matter who it is, they feel the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter who it is, no matter what they're going through, it's going to uplift them, and it's going to help them on the next step of their journey.
Absolutely.
So this is really a valuable thing. If you're going to be in the Portland area on the 22nd and 23rd of September, I highly suggest that you go to this, and shoot, the fee for attending is pretty inexpensive.
It's $11 for the whole day, and the ceremony on the Friday evening is free to everyone. It's just however many people we can get in here. But it's $11 for the whole day on Saturday, and that includes everything. We'll feed you for that, too.
Boy,
and so,
that's a deal. If I was going to be in that area, I'd be over there.
And
you see me going from the crystal bowls to the didgeridoo and back again.
And also, we are opening and closing the all-day portion of it with a bowl ceremony as well.
Mm.
And probably whoever else wants to chime in, the dig guy will likely be, well, the dig guy is going to be there Saturday morning as well. I don't know if he's going to be able to stay the whole day. We hope so. But, yeah. And everything is tax deductible since we're nonprofit, so it's a win-win, I think.
Excellent. Well, I think it's a great event to be putting on, and you know, Portland, Oregon in the summertime is wonderful.
Ugh, yes.
So I think people would really enjoy that, and I know we have a lot of listeners in that area because I hear from them now and then. And I joke, I kind of picked it up from Dr. Bell. Dr. Bell always says he's got 13 listeners or 15 listeners. And I figured, well, if he's got 13 or 15, I probably got 4 or 5. Yeah. So I've heard from a few of them in the Portland area. So I know that if they didn't know about this, hopefully they will soon. Of course, our good friend Tom is well aware of it. And so I know that he'll be there if he at all could. And And hopefully I'll get up there to say hello to Tom, too. We'll see.
We're keeping our fingers crossed to see you.
Yeah, I just never know. My schedule changes so quickly, and there are so many things going on in my life since I brought in the whole quantum room and everything else that I do here that I'm just not wanting to make a schedule. You know, I kind of know where I'm supposed to be each month, at least once during the month. The rest of the time I kind of let it free flow. And for all the listeners that are out there, if you're wondering why should I go and do something like this, this is not just an ordinary healing fair. This is a fair to benefit a group who is really working actively to bring about change on the planet. And these people are environmentalists and they're practitioners. And I mean, they're people who are really doing everything that they can and have devoted their lives to helping people and planet. So that deserves your attendance if you're at all able to go to make this a success. And I'm sure that they would accept donations since
Absolutely.
Nonprofits like that.
we'll take whatever anyone wants to give us.
Absolutely, because, you know, here we're trying to create a place for people.
That, yes.
For people, especially those who have lost hope, a place where they can go and gain some hope and start learning about how to heal themselves. And, you know, I've said for a long time that the healing is within, and that in reality our bodies were made to be self-repairing.
Yes.
And self-regenerating and all of these other things. And where we've gone wrong is, you know, our stinking thinking and the foods that we eat and the environment that we've put ourselves in and, you know, all those kinds of things.
And fear,
but the body itself has really not changed. In thousands and thousands of years, you don't see us adapting quickly. You know, a human now is pretty much the same as a human was 2,000 years ago. And the difference is that the brains are a little bit more developed, and some would kind of debate that with me. <You know? laughs> And there are times when I think that perhaps that's not true, we're going backwards.
Yes, I think sometimes I feel that myself.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't know about yet, and there's ancient knowledge that's now coming to the forefront that makes me realize that, yeah, we did know about this years ago, and we kind of got dumbed down for some reason, and
fear,
you know.
Mostly, I think.
Yeah.
Fear and control, same thing, actually.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm always telling people, stay in the spot in your heart that is love and peace and harmony and joy. Don't let anybody interrupt your joy.
No.
And if you stay in that particular spot, then you can be healed, you can be healthy and vital, you can really go about your mission, whatever that mission might be.
Well,
and, you know, you just have so much more available if you do that. So when you go to a fair like this Rainbow Awareness fundraiser, you're going to have a chance to interact with practitioners of these different things that you might not have heard of, or some of your favorite things, and just from a different take, because each person changes the modality a little bit. Each person brings their own twist to it. And when they're really good at something that they do, they've brought a very efficient twist, and then they can really help you, whereas perhaps somebody else has not been able to. So there's that available. There are the different musical artists that are there. And, you know, as a metaphysician and someone who has practiced sound healing medicine and had it done on me, I can tell you that these sounds are very profound. They're very ancient. And they will make a difference in you. And, I mean, you know, sound healing is incredible anyway. I have a friend, one of the people that sings on Masara, the, you know, the CD that I play at the beginning and the end of my show, is my good friend Misa Hopkins. And she is a Cherokee sound healer and just an amazing lady. And I've had her sing over me several times to heal things that were going on in my body that I couldn't quite get a handle on. Because usually, you know, if you've got an illness, you're messed up. You need to go find somebody else to help you, usually. I mean, not all the time, but, you know, sometimes we ignore it until it's to the point where we need help. And you can actually feel the sound moving through your body.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
The same thing with the crystal bowls. You know exactly what it's working on if you pay attention, which people means you kind of shut up, you know.
Well, you learn to listen differently instead of just listening with your ears.
Yeah.
You employ the entire body to listen. And when you work with other individuals, too, you mentioned something that reminded me that we are unique human beings, and there are aspects of the way we use our energies. Some of us might be more outgoing. I would venture to say that you, Valerie, and I are more outgoing kind of personalities, and therefore
mm-hmm.
there is a certain aspect of energy that's present there. And then there may be folks that you know that are more reserved and quiet, and the still waters runs deep kind of folks.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring those aspects to their healing work. And that's why I think it's very important that people explore these different modalities. Be fair with them. Give them a chance to work for you, and then be open to listening and allowing yourself to feel what's happening and really feel it, not just feel, oh, it's cold or it's hot, but feel from that central point, from within yourself. And you will know that when it's time to move from this modality to the next, or if this one was good for you at this time. And I say they all have something to awaken in each one of us.
Oh, I agree. And it's just a question of timing.
Absolutely.
And it's a question of what you're open to receiving, because if you're not open to it, then nothing's going to work.
And what you've come into this existence to receive and to give. So where some folks would say, geez, we need to start here at the basics, another individual might say, no, I don't feel that this is right for me, but this is I'm gravitating or resonating with this.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to start here. We all know what's best for us. We just, like you say, have to allow and learn how to listen a little differently.
Yeah, listening is so vastly important. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had people that sat in front of me and said, well, this happened and that happened and that happened, and I knew that was going to happen if I did this. And I look at them and I say, then why did you do that? And it's like, well, you know, it was all set up. Like, boy, people, you know, we're talking your life here.
Right.
You knew that if you went and you had that certain operation, or if you went to that certain place, that bad stuff was going to happen, and yet you did it anyway because it was on a schedule.
Right. You weren't listening to that wee small voice.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to, it's like anything else, you have to practice it.
Yes, you do.
You know, I have so many people that tell me that they're not intuitive, and I laugh.
Absolutely.
Of course they're intuitive. We all are.
I mean, I love what Wayne Dyer has been saying lately. It's become one of my new things to remind people of, and it's that we are human beings, not human doings. We are so caught up in all of the doing that we don't know how to be, and part of being is allowing and listening.
Mm-hmm.
And folks have to remember that sometimes doing nothing is truly doing something. That doesn't mean, I don't mean to suggest that people should just sit around all day and absolutely do nothing. Doing what is before you is important. But I think more importantly, if we're doing, and we're frustrated and we're not getting anywhere, then maybe we should spend some more time not doing.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting and allowing and listening and being open to what's coming through instead of trying to make so much happen in our lives. I think that our source of what we are, our higher self, whatever you folks believe is behind why you're here, really knows what's going on, and we really don't need to figure out as much for this higher source than we think we do. I think we need to spend more time just listening to it and following it in a gentle fashion, or as gently as you're able to, and it's not going to make any mistakes. It's when we try to figure it out. And sometimes I think, how arrogant am I to think I know what's going on with another individual?
Yeah.
Who do I think I am? And so
exactly.
It takes some, like you said, it takes vigilance and a great deal of practice. But
the thing is that the more you use it, the better you get at it.
Absolutely. And it becomes easier and easier, and your senses are heightened, and the foods that you used to think you really liked suddenly don't taste so good to you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you find yourself eating better because your frequencies are all lifting up, and they're raising to a space where all those lower, dead, heavy things have no place anymore.
Exactly.
I've noticed that in my life, and every day things become more acutely valuable to me.
Oh, yeah. And I think, too, that kind of explains how humans knew what to eat.
Yeah.
That's always been my question. It's like, who in the world ever first ate a kiwi?
I think they
look
poisonous. Squirrels, mostly.
Yeah. So, but I've had that experience. You know, Tom and I used to, years ago, we worked together, and we used to go to the Raw Foods Club.
Oh, yes.
And so we would go there, and we'd bring a dish, and we were both doing cleansing like mad and doing all this stuff, and you know, had a little nutrition business together, and we're total vegans, and I was about 80% raw food at that time, and you know, doing all this kind of crazy stuff, and we had so many experiences that were just really wild with the food. And I remember at one point I put my hand in the refrigerator to pull out a salad that we had taken and everybody hadn't eaten, and I just got shivers. I was like, blue. You know? I put my hand down. I said, I can't eat this. My mother said, what? What do you mean you can't eat that? I said, it's not good anymore.
Yeah.
She said, what are you talking about?
Right.
She grabbed it, and she smelled it, and she tasted it. She said, it's fine.
Oh, boy.
I said, no, there's no more life.
That's right. We have just, we've become like a garbage dump for so many things.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, people are so afraid that they're going to waste money. I mean, people would be shocked and horrified if they saw what I threw out in my garbage every week because I realized that it's dead. And, you know, particularly where meat is concerned.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and people think, well, you know, fish. Well, fish goes bad quicker than other products do. And you know, I throw stuff out all the time, and I apologize for it, you know, to the great powers that be. But, you know, it's taking responsibility for your own life.
That's right.
And, you know, if you're constantly putting garbage in your body, then that's what you're going to get,
right.
A body made of garbage.
A cesspool. Absolutely.
Yeah. It would be better not to eat.
That's right.
Than to eat something that you know is bad.
Absolutely.
And so that's just part of the intuitive knowing. And how many people go to the refrigerators looking and go, well, you know, I don't really want this, but I want something.
Exactly.
And then they drag something out, and it's bad for them, and the body doesn't want it. It already told you, I don't want that.
Well, there's something going on also, I think, on multiple levels when people go to the fridge and go, well, I want something. And likely they don't want food.
Mm-hmm.
They may be feeling lacking in some way, but I think a lot of us tend to medicate with food. I know I'm guilty of that. And so I think there may be other things going on. And energy work can help those things get straightened out, too. It's all about the energy, basically, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Absolutely.
It all boils down to that.
It's
so.
All connected.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I hear that from so many people, so many different practitioners. And of course, I know it myself, but I like it when somebody else says it because, you know, not everybody wants to listen to me, especially my family, you know.
Well, what amazed me was the realization I had when I think about allopathic medicine and what they have put their focus on is biology. They have spent so much on biology and chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time a doctor seems to be able to address your health from an energetic standpoint, an electrical, a current, however you want to look at it, is when you are teetering at the edge of life and they have you hooked up to these very sophisticated machines that will read your brain current,
mm-hmm.
and the current running through your heart. And it always amazed me that there was such an emphasis placed on the biology from a standpoint of how we heal or cure, those magic words,
mm-hmm.
and none, at least from an allopathic standpoint that I've ever known, that focuses on the energy that's animating that chemistry.
I know, isn't that funny?
It's sadly funny, I think. So.
Yeah, I mean, we live in an electric universe.
Yeah.
And everything that we do, all the body processes are caused by ion exchanges, which is electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's a charge with everything. There has to be that negative-positive charge in order to make the pumps of the cells of our body work.
That's right.
And so if you lose that charge, then you find very quickly that the body cannot live. And a good example of that is a thing that's it's an electrolyte disturbance. If you have an electrolyte imbalance, there's a very narrow range that the body can subsist in. And it's because those electrolytes, which are metals, you know, sodium, potassium, chloride, those things, when they get out of balance, even a little bit, all of a sudden your body can't function.
That's right.
And when you realize down at the cellular level, there's a sodium-potassium pump that makes all the cells in your heart work. There's a calcium pump also that makes your muscles work. It works with ATP, troponin, and all these things. I mean, there's all these little pumps. They just don't look like pumps, you know. But we have them throughout the body, and they're all triggered with electricity. So if you don't have the right electrical stuff in your suit, then it's not going to work. And we get that stuff into our suits by eating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I did my section on nutrition and the instructions for the suit, which is my next book that I'm writing, it was all about explaining certain little things, you know, how they work in the body so people could get a better grip on that. And the most important thing that I could tell people is that, you know, it's many steps to the process. And you need to realize it's not just one thing. Well, when you're talking about health, it's never just one thing.
No.
It's always mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, all linked together. And it means that you have to take each one of those sections and bring them up and make them function. so for people who are still debating about whether they're going to go to the Rainbow Awareness Fair and Health Fair, they might want to think about that a little bit more. Go learn a few more things. Talk to some of these practitioners and see what it is that's going to keep them in vital health. You know, the quantum touch thing is amazing.
Yes, yes, it really is. And we've talked about a lot tonight, Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that my hope is that, actually I'm trusting that those listening will, if all of the things that we discussed, whether they understood them or not, did one thing, and that was to make some of those listeners out there think, you know, there's got to be another way,
mm-hmm.
like the experience I had, then I feel we've done our job, and people will start saying, okay, this isn't good enough anymore. I need to know more.
Yeah.
And that is the purpose of what we're attempting to do, is to provide as much information as we can from as many sources as we can, and we plan to grow that continually on many levels, and we have a desire to make this type of group become a global presence and expand it to that degree, so that we have alliances with folks
mm-hmm.
all around the world, able to connect and bring in information just continually. So
awesome.
Hopefully folks will be encouraged to start their own exploration and come and visit us, please, and ask questions. We love when people ask questions. I don't think you're going to find very many of us at a shortage for answering questions.
Yeah, well, knowing Tom, everybody that Tom knows can talk pretty well. All of us kind of have the gift of the gab, you
yes,
know?
That's true.
As does Tom himself. So if you're listening, Tom, I know you're cracking up now.
Hopefully he is.
Yes, hopefully he knows
we're chatting tonight.
Yeah, and people, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to take control of your own health. And yes, I am a physician, and I make my money from people coming to see me. But you know what? I could give it all up tomorrow and go back to being an artist. So, you know.
And you know, here's the other thing. No one on the planet has the ability to heal another individual. They can only provide whatever they are needing to inspire them to continue the process. Healing
exactly.
takes place within an individual's experience, their own body, their own being. No one can fix another individual. It has to happen inside the body, and that's where the innate intelligence comes in and does what it has to do. So it starts with a thought. I like Bill Cosby's old joke where he starts with, first you think it, then you say it, and then you do it. And this is truly how the body works.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you hold in your thought long enough can become a reality. Energy follows thought. All these things mean something. And so believe you have the power to turn around anything in your life and stay in that
Absolutely.
Thought process.
Absolutely. And, you know, my loyal listeners, all four or five of you, I mean, you've heard my story, and you know that I have survived things that would have killed most of the people on the planet. And the way that I was able to do it was just knowing that I have a purpose to be here, and refusing to give up, and searching and listening. And when I listened and stated to the universe, you know, hey, I want to heal this, and, you know, help me out here, send me to the next person that I need to see. And then I got sent to the next person. I got sent to the next place. Sometimes it was just from people I just met on the street. You know, we are surrounded by beings that are on different levels that are here just to help us. You know, you always hear about the guys that are here to hurt us, but, you know, we have a huge number of beings here to help us, but we have to ask. They're not allowed to interfere. It's that whole prime directive, you know. And so it's up to you. It's always up to you. Healing
right.
does come from within. Life comes from within, and God is within the body.
That's absolutely true. And we're all connected on that level.
We are.
And what happens to one and what is affecting one individual can affect another individual, and it ripples through that chain. But it always comes from that place of love. If an individual tries, I learned this years ago with one of the other modalities, I learned that if an individual tries to harm another individual energetically or through a healing process, it boomerangs.
Mm-hmm.
It comes right back on them because they're trying to create something that is not within their ability to create for another individual.
Mm-hmm.
They can only create that experience for themselves. What happens to that other individual can only happen through the channel of love, because that's what we are all connected by, and that's where we're all similar. The other stuff, that's what we create. That's the ego getting involved, and it can't do anything to another individual unless that individual is open to it and welcomes it and wants it. That's
oh,
the
yeah.
only way it can happen.
Well, there are those that do that. But that's a subject for another show.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to have to sign off pretty quick here. So what I'm going to do then is thank everybody for tuning in. And thank you so much, Judy, for being with us.
Thank you,
We've been
you,
talking
Valerie.
With Judy Marin of Replete We Fly. And it's all about health awareness, alternative health. And it's an educational healing arts organization in Portland, Oregon, having their fair on September 22nd and 23rd, which, by the way, is the autumnal equinox. So September 22nd, 7 to 8 p.m., September 23rd, 10 a.m. to dusk. And it's in Portland. And you can contact Judy at 503-288-8369 or J_Maron@msn.com. Or go to the event website at rainbow.healing.com for further information. And thank you for listening. Thank you so much, Judy, for being on the show, and I wish you the best of luck with this. And I hope you get a lot of people there and lots of donations.
We're counting on it, Valerie, and thanks for all your help. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. And as usual, listeners, be happy, be healthy, and thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to let Miss Sara take us out again.
Awaken, awaken, awaken.